Now, repairing and resurfacing roads is, like most building work, very carbon intensive. In Monaghan, the County Council has been pioneering a new technique which cuts emissions by more than half and could also save money. Our reporter Coleman O'Sullivan went to a mobile asphalt plant to find out more.
Behind us here is a rapid continuous mixing plant and a 360-degree excavator.
Robin Hutchinson is a director of TH Moore Contracts. He's describing the mobile asphalt plant set up beside the N2 Dublin to Derry Road outside Castle Blaney. It's combining old asphalt taken off the N2 with some virgin material. That product will be laid on a nearby local road.
The biggest saving on carbon and emissions is down to two factors mainly. One is transport. This is a mobile batching plant. So you can situate the plant where the material is and you try and base it all around where the next site is, so it's a whole circle. Also, there's no heat generated, no less energy used. In a traditional hot mix or warm mix, you burn kerosene to create heat, to heat the stones, to add the bitumen to create the hot mix. Whereas this is just using a completely cold mix, adding emulsion bitumen, which is cold, straight onto the lorry and out to the job site.
The job site is just a few hundred metres away. Kevin West is senior engineer with Monaghan County Council. They started developing this technique in 2020.
To date, we have upgraded over 26 kilometres of local and regional roads using this type of material, with an estimated carbon savings of 644 tonnes, which is equivalent to approximately 340 diesel vehicles for 1 year.
The roads are laid with sections using the lower carbon asphalt and sections using traditional hot mix. Both are tested over years to compare for durability and performance.
The main test we would have done would be in Lochagish. It would have been on a regional road, a heavily trafficked regional road with a high volume of HGVs. And I'd say that's done now 3 years and there's been no deterioration in that road whatsoever.
Testing costs money and the small scale of the pilot also adds expense. But Robert Burns, the chief executive of Monaghan County Council, says if this technology goes mainstream, it will save euros as well as cutting carbon.
If you look at it, again, from a common sense point of view, if you're cutting down on the use of energy, you're cutting down on the use of emissions, short of haul routes, you're not heating up the hot mix like you would traditionally. So that will cut costs. Where we're not getting this cost savings right now is we're having to do this in an experimental phase.
The pilot has already been extended to Louth and Cavan, and Robert Burns is hopeful that it could go further, as it is the type of innovation that is badly needed if Ireland is to meet its climate targets for 2030 and beyond.
Very practical thing. We're reusing resources here, we're cutting down on unnecessary journeys and we're reducing our emissions. And it's very timely because we know from a recent EPA report that we're not on the right trajectory for reducing our emissions by 2030. We're around 23%, I think, and we need to get 51%. This initiative offers huge potential to reduce emissions in a relatively short time frame if it's adopted, I think, nationwide.
Robin Hutchinson says the operation beside the N2 in Monaghan could be set up anywhere there is old asphalt to be recycled.
This can be used anywhere. The plant's mobile, the excavator's mobile, the laying plant's mobile. What would be maybe the determining factor would be the material that you see behind us, where it's generated. That's a finite resource.
You were listening there to Robin Hutchinson, ending that report by Coleman O'Sullivan.